Well, healthcare and frontline workers are part of a group of around 4,000 people who will get their Irish citizenship from today. Mary Regan of our political staff can tell us more. Mary, this is something that has been called for. These healthcare workers and frontline staff, but they were due to get their citizenship around now. It's probably delayed anyway, is it?
Yeah, well, there has been a push on from healthcare workers from outside of EU countries to have their applications fast-tracked in recognition of their work during the pandemic. There is a campaign group called Train Us for Ireland, representing around 200 migrant healthcare workers. They wrote to the Taoiseach de Tánaiste, the President Michael D. Higgins, and the Minister for Justice last month, saying really that for those who had met all the criteria, you know, which was that they would be resident in Ireland for 5 years, paying taxes and of good character, for those who have met that criteria and are on waiting lists, you know, the system should be fast-tracked. Now, the position of the Department of Justice all along has been that there are no particular provisions and no intention to apply provisions to different applications, applicants based on their work. You know that all applicants would be processed in line with the legislation. That has been the position. But Minister Helen McEntee said today that a significant number of healthcare and frontline workers will now benefit from the new arrangements that are in place from today. And she said they've made an extraordinary contribution during the pandemic and they will benefit from the new application process, which comes into effect from today.
Okay. So this citizenship, the people who will get their citizenship from today, how is that working in these COVID times?
Yes, well, the latest figures show that there are around 23,200 applicants currently being processed. And one of the reasons for waiting times increasing over 2020 has been that citizenship ceremonies were put on hold. The last one took place last March. Because of the pandemic, they couldn't hold them. So the new system being put in place today will allow people to sign a statutory declaration in the presence of a witness, and that will replace the citizenship ceremony in making them become Irish citizens. So that is the final stage, if you like. Now, the minister says this will benefit around 4,000 applicants who are in the, you know, the final stages of their application for citizenship, but who haven't been able to get over that final line because the ceremonies have not been taking place.
And do we know much more about the people who will be getting their citizenship from today, where they're from, Mary?
We don't particularly know, and the only group she does mention is the frontline workers, and I suppose that would be because, you know, many of them might have been waiting for longer than 2 years. However, we do know that in 2020 in particular, the highest number of new applicants came from the UK, and that, you know, that is different from previous years when they would have been from other countries.
Okay. Mary, thank you so much indeed. Mary Regan there of our political staff on the news that around 4,000 people will get their Irish citizenship from today, including a significant percentage of healthcare and frontline workers.